You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required. Just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Are great when you get ready to go, but nothing gets you more juiced up for Halloween than this particular theme, right? I don't care whatever movie you watched or song you like, scary theme for a scary movie, this is the one. It's gotta be. It's still. This holds time. It survives decades and decades of the number one, like, scary music theme, right? What do you think, Joe?
I would definitely say so. This and Thriller by Michael Jackson are like the two big Halloween things.
Yes, for sure. Now, Thriller is a dance song. This is I'm going to scare the bejesus out of you song.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, if you, tonight, okay, this happens in my neighborhood sometimes, okay? I have a great neighborhood, by the way, for trick-or-treating. I don't know if you do. I have a great neighborhood.
In my older house, we had a huge, like, just community there to do it, but now not so much.
It literally looks like the movie Halloween in my neighborhood with all the kids and costumes going door to door and all the different houses decorated. It's really cool. And I live in the city, not a suburb, and I think it's really cool that the city, you know, in pockets of the city, you can have this, okay? So in my neighborhood, there is always a house where there is somebody dressed up just like Michael Myers. And having this song playing in the background, he's just standing in front of the house. And I'm like, I am not going up there.
No, that's terrifying.
11-year-old son, you go up there.
Yeah, I'll wait on the curb. 100%. I wouldn't go
it's
near it.
Terrifying. It's terrifying. All right. Bills, Chiefs, it's terrifying to think about what the Chiefs offense has been and what could happen this weekend if you want yourself to get there. You don't have to, though. You can also look at it as an opportunity for the Bills to rise up and beat the Chiefs and show that they're still one of the top teams in the AFC. I think they still are, but they have an opportunity to prove that this week. It's Bills, Chiefs. It's Chiefs week. It's the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It's Sal Capaccio. It's Joe Calley. Thanks for joining us here on a Buffalo Football Friday. Brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. Call the 8s and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's Hometown Fuel. Game day ready. Since 1922. When's the last time Halloween was on a Friday? I got to look at that because the reason I ask is I don't think we've had a Buffalo Football Friday in conjunction with Halloween in quite a while. No, not there. I'm going back 22. Nope. How about 21? No, that was the 29th. It was a Friday. Ooh, we're getting close. We're getting close. Still don't have it. The last time Halloween was on a Buffalo Football Friday, I am now back to 2015. That was a Saturday. Wow. Okay, here we go. 2014. Last time Halloween was on a Buffalo Football Friday was 2014. It's been 11 years.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
So we're intersecting. I got to give you credit, man. Joe Calley is Clark Kent and you look amazing. You have a great outfit. You look like, have people told you you look like Clark Kent? Is that why you did this?
A couple times I've gotten it, but especially like when my hair is a certain way, that's normally when I get it. But no, it was just an easy trying to think of what to throw together for the morning show because we were on the cameras, had to make the most of it, first Halloween on stream. And it was just easy enough. I could go in my closet and pick this stuff out in a few minutes, you know?
I did the same thing today. I went in my closet and said, I'm not on the stream today. So what do I dress up as? Oh, yeah. I'll go as a Syracuse football fan who's talks on the radio. That's what I'll do. I'm wearing my Syracuse orange quarter zip.
I like it.
And it's Halloween colors, right? It's orange.
It is. It's festive for the day.
And they play tonight against North Carolina. So there you go. You know, it's Bill Belichick. And, you know, that's scary in itself that, you know, you're playing Bill Belichick in North Carolina. But you know what? It doesn't have to be because they've been stinking. It's scary for me to think about the fact of losing to Bill Belichick is what it is as a Syracuse fan. Yeah. I said back in the summer when Belichick was hired, my line here on the radio station was, I can't wait for Fran Brown to beat the heck out of Bill Belichick. That will be such a great day. Since then, though, Syracuse lost their starting quarterback, Steve Angeli, and North Carolina has not been good. I do not expect necessarily to have Ricky Collins, the quarterback of Syracuse, go out there and just, you know, lay one on Bill Belichick. That's for darn sure. But they still have a really, they should win. What is the line tonight, by the way? I didn't even look at that. I got to look at this because, well, Syracuse is favored by 2.5 over North Carolina.
I would hope so with the way North Carolina's been playing. But
same thing with Syracuse, though. They're just not that good now. And losing the quarterback hurt. So that's tonight. And that's me. I'm dressed up. Owen, what are you dressed up as over there? Do you have anything? Is Owen, I don't know if he's listening to me or not. He doesn't. Is he dressed up over there?
Yeah, he was rocking Tony Soprano earlier today.
Oh.
He still is.
There he goes. He's putting the headphones on.
Yeah, he's coming.
You're Tony Soprano today? Is that
what
you're
doing? I'm doing. Okay. Me and my girlfriend wanted to do a sort of, you know, a couple's costume because, of course. And we watched The Sopranos earlier this year. So we figured that works. She's going to be
Carmella.
You
watched the whole series this year?
Oh, yeah. Watched the
it's
whole
amazing,
thing.
It's amazing,
right?
Oh, I watched it in real time when it was out.
Oh.
And I had all the DVDs back then, the DVDs. Yeah. Now everything's on, you know, different streaming platforms. Pretty amazing, right?
Oh, it was
what a great show.
It was incredible.
Okay, I've never asked you this then. What is your take on the ending?
I loved it.
Okay.
I like it.
It's a very polarizing ending.
Yeah, of course. I get it. I think she kind of doesn't like it. My girlfriend, Maya, she can't stand it. But I liked it. I liked that you fell in love with these characters that were horrible in almost every way.
Yeah.
And then you don't get to know what happens to them. I loved it. I did.
And it leaves it up to your interpretation what happens to them.
It's you, whatever you take with it.
Okay.
I really enjoy it.
Do you want to reveal what you think? Do you think Tony got killed in that last scene?
I almost don't even think about it.
Yeah, me neither. I never thought he did. I never thought he did, but I've read stuff and listened to people talk enough where I'm like, I guess maybe he probably did, but
I never
thought he did.
I get why
it.
You would think that. Like I just watched it recently, so I have very vivid memories of it, and I think it makes sense. But I almost don't care really.
I
like that it ended the way it ended, and I appreciate the just the fact that it leaves it up to you. I really like that.
It's cool.
But I think I thought right after he probably gets killed there and then remembered and thought, like, I don't think you need to even think that.
There was a scene earlier in the series where they were talking about death. He said, I think everything just turns to black. And what happened on that final scene?
Right.
Everything just turned to black, right? So it's almost like you're going back and saying, okay, we told you this is what was going to happen when he died. And he died. All right. Well, I could have a Sopranos podcast.
Right?
We could do a Sopranos podcast.
I'm just
now,
starting
you
it.
And I.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
You've done it. I did it years ago.
Right.
You just did it. He's doing it now.
That's
that would
cool.
be a great podcast to just kind of talk about the Sopranos, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
In the meantime, we need to talk Buffalo Bills football and a few other things here today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sean McDermott's going to join me at about an hour from now. We'll get the lowdown on injuries from the Bills. A lot to monitor when it comes to injuries for the Bills today and into the weekend. Obviously, Joshua Palmer coming back yesterday as a limited participant could be something to monitor if he's going to be ready for Sunday. It doesn't feel like that, but you never know. We'll see what McDermott says. No Daquan Jones for 2 days. Feels like that's not going to happen. Shaq Thompson is a big one here because he was a limited participant Wednesday with a hamstring injury and then not at all yesterday with the hamstring. So that'd be a loss considering he's been very good this year when he's been on the field. We'll get Sean McDermott's thoughts on him and the other linebackers who have been full participants, Terrell Bernard and Matt Milano. Also, Matt Prater, what's going on with him? He's been limited for 2 straight days with a right calf, his kicking leg. So we'll find out from Sean McDermott If anybody is declared out for the game, that's at 11:15 a.m. At 11:30, we'll have our weekly chat with WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist Patrick Hammer. We'll take a look at the weather in Orchard Park on Sunday. And if it's going to be scary weather, I guess we'll throw some Halloween superlatives today, or it's going to be nice weather for you on a Sunday afternoon at 4:25 p.m. It's looking pretty good right now, but we'll see what Hammer says, because he'll get a little bit more in depth on that. All right, 803-0550, 888-550-2550 is the phone number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I also have, and I want to get into this a little bit later, I did something that I'm very excited about, but I also dread. So I want to tell you about that in a little while. That's called a tease in the business, okay? I'll tell you about the tease in a little while. I did something that I've been meaning to do, and I did, and I'm like, all right, let's do this. I'm very excited about it, but now I'm also dreading doing this. I'll get to that in a little while here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I want to get your thoughts, though, at 803-0550 on Bills Chiefs. How's this game hitting you right now? How you feeling? We're on a Friday. Let's get a vibe check from everybody. Bills Chiefs. So I go on our Odyssey sister station in Kansas City today, and this morning, and I talk with them about this game. And they're in a commercial break when they bring me on. You know, Joe, how you call the guest and like, hey, hold on, I'll patch you through to Sal, right? They're like, hey, we'll patch you through to our host here in a minute. And I'm waiting. And they come back from the break, and the host says, hey, we're in studio today and we're all dressed up. And the one guy's like, I am dressed as, I can't remember what he said, because then he says his co-host, my apologies, I can't remember their names. His co-host, he says, is dressed as Chief Cheffers. That's right. The referee for the game is Carl Cheffers.
Oh, man.
The Chiefs radio host dressed up as a referee.
Leaning into the bit.
Leaning into the bit completely. And I said that. I go, man, you guys are leaning into this, aren't you? Oh, yeah, we're leaning into it. They love it. Like, it might be frustrating when you're a fan of a team or a media member and people always going like, oh my God, they get all the calls. You're like, come on, dude, what's going on? I get it, right? Like, no, they don't. That's the Kansas City side. We say that from this side, like, look at Kansas City, all these calls. I do that. I'm like, come on. They're going to get bailed out by a third and goal holding penalty. We know that when they're on offense. They lean into it, and they're leaning into it, and they're like, ah, everybody around the country, joke's on you. You think it's like that. We're just better than you. And it's probably true.
Yeah,
when it comes down to it.
Yeah, they definitely, I respect it, honestly, because I know if it was the other way around, we'd probably be leaning into it a little bit for sure.
Yeah.
Even yesterday on the morning show, Carrington Harrison joined Jeremy and Joe, and the first thing he says was, you know, it's always fun to come on and preview the Super Bowl with you guys in November.
Wow.
And I'm like, whoa. Like, wow. Shots fired right off the bat.
See, that's what I mean. Like, you know, over the years, we did a little history yesterday on the show, right? We did a little history, Bills Chiefs history. One of the things about the history of these two teams for me, and I'm going back to when I was in high school and going to games. One of the things I've always said, and I still believe this, is honestly, Chiefs fans are some of the nicest people in the league. Like, they're really nice people. Midwestern hospitality. Anytime you go to Kansas City, now you might get a bad, you know, moment. You might have some bad apples. I'm not saying they're all incredible people, right? Or moments in situations. But I remember when Chiefs fans would come to Buffalo back in those days, in the 90s, in the playoff years and the Super Bowl years for the Bills, and I always would say, man, the Chiefs fans are just nice people. I always remember that. And I think the same thing about that now. But I will tell you, they become a little unbearable at times after all this, right? Because, yeah, they've been a little like, you know, they get the nose up in the air. And they have scoreboard. They have scoreboard, especially on the Bills. They've beaten them in the playoffs. They've gone to the Super Bowl. They've won Super Bowls. They have scoreboard. But they've become a little bit irritating and annoying. Maybe not as much as Boston fans in that regard, but we're closer to that situation here. 803-0550 is the number to call. Let's get to Mike, who's first up in PA. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Sal. I don't have anything about the Chiefs. I'm just hoping that we do win the game. But I do have 2 points for you. A friend of mine's son just committed to Syracuse, so you'll probably look forward to seeing him play running back or wide receivers named Shavane Anderson Jr.
Where's he from?
So he's from York, Pennsylvania.
Love it. I love it. That's awesome. I love that. Not the season we hope for because of the quarterback going down, but he's gonna be well taken care of by Fran Brown. He's a great, great man and a really terrific football coach.
Yep, I look forward to seeing him and his career, and hopefully he graduates from there to the Buffalo Bills. So
all
we'll
right.
See what happens. But But I got a question for you. With the uncertainty with Mike McDermott possibly, you know, being let go from the Miami head coaching job.
Mike McDaniel.
Maybe Mike McDaniel and Joe Brady getting elevated or maybe getting terminated. I don't know. Maybe there's an open spot at the end of the season for an offensive coordinator in Buffalo. Would you entertain the thought of Mike McDaniel working with Josh Allen to get some an offensive guru behind him?
I would not love the hire specifically for that. I mean, I don't think that Mike – I think Mike McDaniel's a very smart offensive guy. He's mostly smart in the run game, by the way, not the pass game. That's what he's known for. He's mostly smart as a run game coordinator. Really, really sharp. He's from the you know, it's funny. No, I'm going to say no. I don't think that'd be the best choice. This is way down the road. I hate talking about this stuff because who knows what's going to happen, right? But let's just say Mike McDaniel was on the open market and the Bills needed an offensive coordinator. Mike McDaniel comes from the Mike Shanahan tree and Sean McVay, right? Which is great. They've been great offensive coordinators, but they have a run game system and a system that a lot of quarterbacks can succeed in. It actually doesn't highlight the quarterback like Josh Allen. I'll tell you, the guy that I think if that were to happen, the guy that probably gets the best look and the quickest look is Davis Webb, who's learning right now in Denver under Sean Payton, and he was here in Buffalo as a quarterback on the Bills roster and was under Brian Daboll, and I think that's the guy. But to answer your question, it's like I don't dislike Mike McDaniel, but I don't think that's the right fit necessarily if that were the case. Let's go to John in Massachusetts. Hi, John.
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
Good.
Just want to talk about, I like that the Bills made it, you know, everybody was barking after the Atlanta game, we'd make some type of change. And, you know, Sean McDermott kind of sounds like he helped out or maybe took over the play calling, however you want to put it. Made a change there, which I really liked. So I thought, honestly, over his entire term here in Buffalo, I think maybe one of the best years the defense was 2023 when he was calling all the plays. I just really like him as a play caller. I thought, I mean, it's one sample size with the Carolina game, but I just thought everything looked a little tighter, a little better on that side of the ball. So I think that's going to help us out. I mean, I'm a believer on the offensive side. I'm kind of just sitting here. I think, you know, whether we add a receiver or whatever, I think offense is going to be fine. But my biggest thing with, you know, getting over the hurdle with the Chiefs is they just have so much more experience on both sides of the ball. Andy Reid calling plays between him and Spagnuolo. It's like, what, 80 years of experience. And then we have, you know, not putting anything on Babich or Joe Brady, but it's just, they have a lot more experience there. And they've seen everything. They've seen every look. They know what to dial up, when to dial it up. You know, that's a huge, huge difference maker. I think McDermott calling the plays is going to help us out a lot. And then also, I don't know, it was maybe a couple of years ago, you liked one of my messages on X. I asked if you wanted to play a little golf. So maybe next year when the Bills play the Patriots here, I'm a couple of towns away from Foxborough. Maybe we go out and play a little bit. Maybe it's nice weather in December. We could get some golf in and some temporary pins. But just wanted to call in about the play calling and go Bills.
Oh, you got it, man. Listen, I have a if you want, I have a website. It's Sal Sports Media, and you can contact me through there. I have the email, and then that'd be the best way to go about doing that and setting that up if it could ever happen. Thanks, John.
Sounds good.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. And I do have an email there. So go to Sal Sports Media. You can kind of check it out and all the different things going on. But listen, here's the deal. A couple things. Number one, I actually agree with that. I think that, you know, if one game, small sample size, is any indication, it felt like the defense was a little bit more settled and calm. And they dial up the right things at the right times. And I know Sean can say, McDermott that is, that it's in conjunction with Bobby Babich. And that's fine. But it felt like he was more involved. And he didn't outright deny that he wasn't calling plays, even though he said it's a joint effort. And I do like that heading into Kansas City after what I saw against Carolina. 803-0550 is the number to call. All right, let's get connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at NortonKia.com. We got some, speaking of X, at Sal Sports. All right. Matt says, bro, with a head to the face SMH to me. The Chiefs, and he wrote it in all caps, so he's yelling it. The Chiefs statistically get more favorable calls their way than any other team. Is that true or not? I think, isn't like the overall picture not true, but it is true, but maybe in critical moments they have? I'm not sure.
Maybe.
And didn't they get one against them in the Super Bowl that went against?
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Against them from the Eagles?
I think
or
so.
Or was that the other way around? I don't even remember.
I don't either. It wasn't memorable enough, though. It wasn't.
They got one of their favor against the Eagles, maybe, because the Eagles blew them out when they played again.
Yes.
Okay,
that's
so
right.
Yeah. Here's what I want to say, Matt. Maybe you misunderstood me. What I'm saying is, I don't disagree that, like, I lean into it. I say it all the time. I said this, Matt. Like, whenever the Chiefs have a bad play, I'm looking for a flag. Whenever a team stops them, I'm looking for a flag. I don't disagree with you, Matt. It has that perception. What I'm telling you is, though, I try to stop myself from going there because I just think watching sports and knowing how things work, it just kind of gets to become more of a perception. I think there have been statistics done on this, and it's not like they are, like, what do you mean by more favorable calls? I think that's the rub there. Like, I don't know. There's stats on this. Either way, I'm not trying to rally up and say I don't agree with it at all, because I have that perception too. I just don't know if my own perception is the reality. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate that. And then Bills backers of Kansas City said, Sal, a little unbearable with the Chiefs fans. I'm going to disagree with that. I'm like, wait, you disagree? He said, I'm disagreeing with the little bit part. There you go. Yeah, for you, babe. I mean, you got it, right? Bills backers of Kansas City. You're out there. You know. I get it. Let's go to Craven in Buffalo. Ooh, disagreeing about Mike McDaniel. What do you got, Craven?
So, Sal, I'm listening to you.
Yep.
And I disagree with the David Weber with Mike McDaniel. You're talking about having a better quarterback in Mike McDaniel's system who is more built to run with a quarterback that can, you know, be 100 times better than Tua. But when the play breaks down and you get out the pocket, things that Tua doesn't seem to, you know, be able to do on a consistent basis. And then you got the running game with James Cook, so you wouldn't even have to change the system. Plus, you would have you get more speed in our offense.
He would have to change the system. He would run his system, and that's not the same system. Look at what the hold on. Yeah, well, hold on. You just said you wouldn't have to change the system, but he would. He would run his system, and his system is not built on. If you want to hire a, if you want to hire an offensive coordinator because of plays breaking down by the quarterback, that's a hard pass from me. Like the whole thing with Tua is it's a timing offense. It's a rhythm offense. Like that's what his system is.
Right.
And I don't want that with John. I don't need that. Look at Craven. It doesn't matter. I disagree. I'm not telling you he wouldn't be a good offensive coordinator. Maybe he would. Maybe he'd be the best one ever for Josh Allen. I just don't think that's the right fit with this quarterback compared to what his system is. If you put you look at the 49ers and what they do, they churn these have these system quarterbacks like Brock Purdy. Mac Jones comes in and runs it. They don't rely on these. It's not quarterback centric is my point. I want a guy and a coordinator that makes it more quarterback centric if that's the case.
Yeah, but if you get quarterback-centric, what do you think McDermott wants? He wants to run first and then pass. Run to set up the pass.
So then you're telling me it wouldn't matter?
It would matter with the fact that McDaniels is a run-first coordinator.
Correct.
He's a run-first coordinator, but he has more speed. And you got Allen with a better arm than Tua. And when the plays break down, you know.
But he runs it on. He has a timing system. It's not the same thing. I disagree with you, Craven. Thanks for the phone call. I wouldn't think he'd be the best option for the Bills. But, guys, we're talking about something. Why are we talking about changing a coordinator? Why are we talking about things that might happen in January right now, other than maybe these two teams matching up in the playoffs? All right, because someone brought it up. 803-0550. We'll take a timeout here. We got Sean McDermott about 11:15. Coming back after this timeout, I did something I'm very excited about. I'm also kind of dreading. I'll explain that when I come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. I used to do like a bit of a Thriller dance when I was a kid because Michael Jackson, that was this song came out when I was at that age where like middle school, you know, he was the, I mean, he still is, but you know, he was
like the icon,
the icon. That's right. That's right. Thank you for the word I'm looking for here. Right. So yeah, still that resonates, that holds. No doubt. I am going to ask Sean McDermott if someone asked you for a good recommendation on a scary movie on Halloween, what would be your best recommendation?
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you guys, if someone asked you for a recommendation for a scary movie on Halloween, okay? If someone asked you for a recommendation for a scary movie for Halloween, what would be your call? I'm going to ask this to Sean McDermott, Owen. What would you say? What would you say?
I like Midsommar a lot. It's a horror movie from a few years ago. It's freaky, psychological.
What's it called?
Midsommar, MIDSOMMAR.
Okay.
It's a good one. It's freaky. It's a psychological sort of horror movie. I liked it a lot. Not a huge scary movie guy myself. So.
Because you get too scared? Or just
real freaked out.
What is that movie? Is that the one that got you?
It
got you?
It got me good. It got me freaked out, but there's not as much like jump scare stuff in that one,
okay.
Which is really what I kind of struggle with. I just can't handle like the loud flashing screen thing.
Okay.
It just really gets me freaked out. But yeah, I loved Midsommar a lot. There's a couple of, I'm blanking on the name of
I'm going to give you mine ones. that got me. What about you?
I'm not the biggest scary movie guy either. I like a conglomeration of a bunch of just Halloween theme movies. You know? Like I don't even know. Like from when I was a kid, there was one Monster House. It is animated, but it's like a house that comes alive and like.
Okay, I'm like, wait a minute. Like that Monsters Inc. or Monsters U. Right? I'm like, wait, you got scared by that? No, that was
no. The Coraline's another one.
Coraline's great.
Where there's like an alternative dimension. She like gets stuck in. Yeah. All that stuff.
When I was a real little kid, the movie Phantasm scared the crap out of me. But then I look back and like, why was I scared about that? I was a kid. If I was to recommend a movie, I still go with Halloween. I think Halloween is the best movie to watch on Halloween. It's amazing.
It is good.
The one that got me though, and people are like, what? And some people are like, oh yeah, I get it. Blair Witch Project.
Oh yeah.
The original.
Oh.
Blair Witch Project scared the bejesus out of me watching it.
I think I got
it.
30 seconds
oh
into
my
that
God.
Thing, and I was out.
Have you watched it?
I'd steer clear of like super, super like scary movies like
it's
that.
It's like it's shot in the first person, right? The person with the
it's
camera.
It's like a found film thing.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we found this film and this is years later. We're showing it to you now.
Terrifying.
I cannot handle that.
Terrible.
Dude.
Anything first person in horror is always just no go.
That's the same thing with, what do they call the Paranormal Activity, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
All those.
That, I remember I was a child.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how old I was. Oh, man. This is a legit. Like, I must have been less than 8. And I was at my cousin's house for a birthday party. And she loved scary movies as a kid. So we had one of those movies on, Paranormal Activity. And I remember as a little kid watching 20 seconds of something. And I'm not joking. I couldn't go to sleep without being all the way under the covers for the next 6 years of my life.
Which one was that? Paranormal?
It was Paranormal Activity.
Number one?
It legit got me
to where
I was like shaking every night for years and years.
I've never, my son's 11. I don't think he's watched a scary movie yet. I don't think so. And I don't think he plans to. He doesn't asking me to, but I'd have to make that call. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because of that.
The one that I could get away with that was like scary in quotes, but I could see through was Friday the 13th, like the original one.
See, those are more like, those are scary, but those are more horror, like the slasher films, right?
Right.
But you're right. Yeah. Those are definitely scary movies. I go way back to like the Exorcist, Poltergeist, right. Like those are the classics, yeah. Right? That you, if you want to recommend and watch something. But hey man, Halloween, the original, folks, the original. Jamie Lee Curtis, amazing. Put her on the big stage, right? She's incredible. But that would be the one. I'm going to ask Sean McDermott today, and I bet you he goes with a classic.
Yeah,
I'm going to guess. My guess is he goes with one of the classics. All right. Because he just seems like that kind of guy.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think he has much time to watch newer scary movies, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he's a classy guy. He's not going to.
What if he comes on and goes Scream 7? I'm going to be like, what?
Right. Whoa.
Yeah. I accidentally saw that once in the movies.
You did?
My parents took us to a movie. We were supposed to go see some kids' movie. All of a sudden, we see family friends, two of my friends' parents there, and they're like, you know, this is the theater for Scream 7.
Oh, my God. Oh.
We were about to go.
Man.
Yeah, we were about to be in trouble.
I at one point, this is how bad I am with scary movies. At one point, I was a huge Spider-Man fan. I went to go see Spider-Man 3, and Venom freaked me out so bad, I left the theater.
Wow.
That's how timid I am about scary movies. I had to leave Spider-Man 3. That's for real.
Yeah, that you're a little soft there.
I would say soft as Charmin. It's a thing.
803-0550 is the number to call. So the Bills play the Chiefs on Sunday, 4:25 p.m. I did a radio spot in Kansas City, a couple of them this week. Today, we had Josh Klingler on our Odyssey It's Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast, me and Matt Bove. Now, Josh is the sideline reporter for the Kansas City Chiefs on their radio network, so he's me in Kansas City. And we had a good discussion about how this game, like, you could make an argument. It's a big regular season game. There's more at stake in the standings for these teams than what we've seen in the past. Maybe not because of the one seed, but simply because of the playoffs. So if you kind of look at the playoffs and go the playoff picture, and go the Bills have the Patriots above them, the Chiefs have the Broncos and Chargers above them, it gets a little bit, okay, you lose this game, you're more space, like you got to get a wild card. There's only three of those available, right? You win this game, you're back right in the mix for the division title as you would have been, and even for the one seed. Pretty interesting, I think. Curtis in Niagara Falls, what do you think, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Sal?
Good, thanks.
I want to talk about the scary movies. Like I was telling the screener, I like the second Jeepers Creepers better than the first one. That one was a good one. But I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Darkness Falls.
I've heard this is a good movie. I've not seen it.
Yes. Yeah, I think recently they made, like, one of the streaming services have a series. I watched 15 minutes of it, but check out Darkness Falls.
Okay, you know, Jeremy White says his one was Event Horizon, maybe, I think that was the one he said.
Yeah, that was a submarine that was in the water or something.
Yeah, I think that's the one he always said that scared him, yeah. And I don't want to speak for him, but I remember him saying that, and I wanted to always go back and watch that, too.
Yes, good movie. That was a good one.
All right. Thanks, Curtis. Right, appreciate you. Yeah, you got it. Thank you very much. Have a great rest of your weekend. Bill in Lancaster. What's up, Bill?
Yeah, I'm calling about a possible trade. You know, the Bills are always want to run the ball. What if they went after Breece Hall instead of somebody like Kansas City getting them?
What would that do for them? They have James Cook.
Well, I understand. We're worried about him staying healthy all year. They don't want to overuse him.
I don't think they're worried about him staying healthy all year. They're giving him the ball a ton. I mean, if they were worried about that, they'd back off. I love Breece Hall as a player. I get the theory of keep him away from a rival, but he does nothing for me. I'm not giving up assets and what it would cost to get Breece Hall to be on the field for 20% of the snaps or even 40%. I need James Cook being James Cook.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, you got it. No, I wouldn't advocate that at all. I mean, I love Breece Hall as a player. He does nothing for me on the Buffalo Bills right now. I mean, someone tweeted me a couple weeks ago about how Brandon Bean missed the boat on not drafting Breshard Smith of the Chiefs. I'm like, well, what's he going to do? Like, you have James Cook. Yeah, Breshard Smith could play and split out and help you out as a extra weapon, but he's not a receiver. He's a running back. And they have James Cook. I don't agree with that at all. All right, so I'm an iPhone guy, okay? So, you know, I know, sorry, all you Samsung, Google, I get it. I'm just letting you know, I'm an iPhone guy. And I just yesterday purchased the iPhone 17 Pro Max. It's amazing. It's awesome, I think. You know why I say I think? I haven't done all the things I need to do to integrate and get all these apps over, and I'm going on these apps, and I got to re-sign in. I got to remember passwords. I got to figure this damn phone out now.
That's the worst.
I love the fact that I got this phone. I am dreading doing all of this over the next months. I mean, really. I mean, what? I got to do all this now. I go in yesterday. I go to get my work email. I'm like, I can't even log in. I had to come in, and thankfully, this is not a bad thing. I texted engineering. They're like, yeah, you got to bring it in. We got to get rid of your old phone, put your new phone on there. It's all security measures. I'm like, oh my God, I couldn't look at my work email yesterday, last night. I log in to get some scores on an app that I use. Got to re-log in on that. I don't even remember my credentials. I need something to remember all the different passwords I have. What's your password? I don't know. It's like literally, you know how you press a button and they autofill passwords? I mean, because of that, I don't remember passwords. And some of them you can't autofill.
Right. I have a problem where my passwords are so similar that I just get them all confused or they're all the same. So I have one security breach I'm pretty much done for. Like that's my issue. Yeah.
Well, I have so I got the iPhone 17 Pro Max. I'm super excited about it for a lot of reasons. I went from the 13 to the 17. I had the 13 for a few years to the 17. Really cool. But now I am dreading having to go through all of these like apps and figure it out. It's super cool. You learn things that you had no idea your phone can do, right? These phones, when they say smart, they're brilliant. These phones are brilliant. And the AI these days, these Apple intelligence and artificial intelligence and all that kind of stuff that goes along and ChatGPT and everything we have that goes along with this stuff, it's great. It really is. And you can use it to your advantage. It can also be terrible, right? For the things that it can do. But for me, like, I am fine with doing all this stuff. It's the fact of learning how to do it. The fact of moving stuff over. I got apps here. I'm like, oh, let me see that. Oh, I got to log back in. I don't even know my damn password. How am I supposed to do that? I got to reintegrate this to that and what matches up with this or that. Although I actually do like the USB-C now. It's got USB-C. I don't have to do that fire anymore. I can get rid of like 20 cords in my house.
Yeah, it's nice. Car. It's nice.
Right?
Changing to that and it charges faster.
Yeah.
And it's the same cord as my laptop because I have an Apple laptop too. So now it just kind of switches over.
Okay. So I'm happy about that. But anyway, I did get it, the iPhone 17, and then I'm like, man, I got to do all these different apps. And then you realize I have a million apps and I got to get rid of half of them. Like I literally have an app on my phone about what like dog friendly hotels, because one time I wanted to take we were going on vacation. My wife's like, why do you even have that app? I downloaded it 5 years ago for a vacation. Well, you don't need it anymore. Now we do have a dog, by the way. We just got a new dog. His name is Bernie. Hi, Bernie, if he's listening. But I'm like, yeah, you're right. I mean, I have apps on here that I have no idea what they're used for or why I downloaded them in the first place, to be quite honest with you. I'm even looking at some like, what is that? I don't know. I don't even know what that means. And then you have now, Joe, when you were in school, did your parents have apps to check on your grades?
Yeah. One was like Infinite Campus.
Infinite Campus, yes.
And then they had access.
Okay, me too. And I have another one called Parent Connect. I have another one called Class Dojo. This is the worst thing ever for kids. Because parents know every little detail. When I was a kid, if I missed an assignment, my mom and dad didn't know about it until like maybe someone wrote a note home or they got the grade in the mail, right?
You had some time to think about an alibi or something. Now it's instant.
Now it's like, I feel bad for Max. He comes home, I'm like, dude, what's up with this missing assignment here? And he's like, Dad, that she just hasn't put it in yet. I'm like, I don't know if that's true. And then I like contact the teacher. Yeah, I haven't put the grades in yet. Oh, okay. I feel bad, man. I really do. But hey. You know, it's the way of the world now. 803-0550. We'll take a timeout here. It's the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Halloween Friday. Bills Chiefs Sunday, 4:25 p.m. Give me a call, 803-0550. Great flick. I saw this in the theater when it came out when I was young.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You still go to the movies? People still go to the movies a lot? I mean, it's one thing I've thought about lately. I'm like, you know, I haven't gone to the theater in a long time.
It's one thing I still love to do. See a movie when it first come out.
Yeah?
Yeah. Speaking of, the last one I saw there was Superman, the new one that came out. So,
you ever go alone to the movies?
I have a couple times, and it might be one of the more peaceful things I think I've ever done.
I agree. So, true story. When I met my wife, I was down in Florida, and I was going back to the University of South Florida to become a teacher at the time. She was in my classes. We became friends. We were talking. She's like, what'd you do last night? I'm like, I went to the movies. She goes, who'd you go with? I go, nobody. She looked at me like I was an alien. She's like, what do you mean you didn't go to the movies with anybody? I'm like, I went by myself. Well, did someone bail on you? No, I like to go to the movies by myself. She's like, that's really odd. I would never do something like that. I'm like, no, it's pretty cool, actually. You can go and nobody's interrupting you. Nobody's distracting you. You have free time to yourself. It's very peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
She's thought about it. She's like, wow, it's pretty cool. So then she tells people years later, you know, that kind of made me think, you know, Sal's, all right, I got it. Like that appealed to her that I would confident enough to do something like that, right?
Right.
So there you go, going to the movies by myself. Gotta help me get that little check, that box there.
There we go. Yeah, I've done it here. Like in between shifts, if I have a split shift, I'll just go to an afternoon showing. Yeah.
Wow, okay. I like that.
Yeah.
And that's
because no one's there also at noon.
That's true. That's the other part about it. Like who goes to the movies? There's not many people there anymore, right?
Right, yeah. I had nothing better to do with my time, and there was a new movie out. Why not?
I mean, everything now is just like, oh, direct to streaming and get it on. I mean, it's so easy to do all these things, right? So
yeah.
Anyway, I saw the movie Ghostbusters in the theater when I was a kid, back when people went to the movies a lot more often and you couldn't, you know, just get it on streaming services for $25 a week later or something like that.
Is that a Halloween movie, would you say? I feel like it's associated with the holiday because everyone's kind of playing it, but I don't think I would call it that.
I wouldn't call it that. It's like, that's like, is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Right.
Right?
Similar. Yeah.
803-0550, the number to call. All right, here's what we're going to do. Bills head coach Sean McDermott scheduled to join us at about 11:15. So we'll have him right around that time. Could be a little bit earlier, could be a little bit later. So we'll break here now, and then we'll get a feel for when the Bills head coach will join me here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you on a Buffalo Football Halloween Friday. Brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash, call Celino. Call the 8s and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. McDermott on the injury report. If anybody is declared out at this time, we have a few players we are eyeing right now and keeping our antennas up about. So he'll answer those questions as we head towards Bills-Chiefs Sunday at 4:25 p.m. We are also going to hear from Patrick Hammer today, 11:30. Weather check for Sunday for those of you going to the game and tailgating, a 4:25 p.m. start. We'll see what that looks like. And, of course, your phone calls, 803-0550. When we come back, we'll also take a look around the NFL for week number 9.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount+.